With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. A UC Santa Cruz study found that tuna-rich diets of some students are leading to high levels of mercury in their systems. The study has brought about changes on campus. KAZU's Natalia Estrada reports.
UC Santa Cruz professor Myra Finkelstein teaches about toxins in her environmental science classes. Toxins like mercury are known to accumulate in large species of tuna. She says the amount of tuna that students consume on a weekly basis can be alarming.
It's not that they shouldn't eat it ever, but they should just be mindful. We had some students that reported that they were eating it over 20 times a week.
So she and a graduate student ran a study this summer. They tested hair samples of over 100 students. It revealed that mercury levels for some students potentially exceeded what the Environmental Protection Agency says is safe. In response to the study, UC Santa Cruz Dining Hall put up signs warning students about eating too much tuna. It's also considering lowering the amount of tuna they serve per week. William Prime is the executive director of dining.
It wasn't an attack on my program, on the dining program. It was research to help us educate our customers and our community. And if that message spreads further, all the better.
Prime plans to discuss the tuna study with other university kitchens in hopes that they'll also put up warning signs. The UC Santa Cruz study was published in June in Environmental Toxicology and Chemistry. For KAZU News, I'm Natalia Estrada in Santa Cruz.